It's not Michelle Ann, it's the president. He wants an urgent conversation.
Oh, on that phone now?
This is the Extra Hot Great Podcast, episode 388 for the week of January 3rd, 2022. Happy New Year. I am unmarked Van Buren.
Oh.
And I'm here with Eisenhower Weisenheimer, Sarah D. Bunting.
Your mom likes Ike.
Iron Fist in a Rose of Velvet Glove, Tara Ariano.
The only thing you have to fear is me.
And Harding apologist, Dan Cassino.
He just fell in with a bad crowd.
I made that one up. I made that one up on the fly because I forgot to do one. So I'm pretty happy with myself.
Welcome. You also forgot to say your name, David T. Cole. Hello. Oh,
that's me.
Welcome to a more shambolic than usual episode of Extra Hot Great. We are recording this in the heady, heady times of mid-December. Everyone is unwell. That is why we decided, that's in part why we decided that instead of doing a big breakdown on the eight-ish hour 70s
eight that we know of
miniseries backstairs at the White House, we were going to just play a bunch of games instead. And fortunately, that still works for our guest, Dan Cassino. Hello, Dan!
Dan!
Hi there, Tara. Hello there, everyone.
Yay!
I gotta say, I was so happy to go watch a show about, like, my actual core competency, you know, the thing I have a degree in.
Yes!
And turns out there's a reason they don't make shows about things I have a degree in.
Dan, tell us about this project, because we are never going to watch it. What did we miss?
Okay, so this is a 1979 four-episode miniseries, although four episodes is misleading because each episode is approximately 28 hours long.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That is very obviously pitched as, okay, what if Roots, but upstairs, downstairs in American history?
Yeah.
Right? And based on this, you know, actually fairly interesting story about a woman and her daughter who were both maids at the White House, you know, household staff at the White House, mm-hmm. go, you know, for about 50 years.
I have a question. What's it called?
It is called Backstairs at the White House. Awesome. And
it was filmed in real time over the course of 50 years, and they cut nothing.
Okay, so somebody looked at Shogun and said, boy, there's a lot of people walking down hallways in that. I think that's what people loved. Let's make those hallways into the White House. Although sometimes they go upstairs as well, and that's an important plot point.
Yeah.
The miniseries stars Leslie Uggams and Olivia Cole as the mother and her daughter, which is weird because they're only about 10 years apart in age, and so it just does not look like it really works very well. Mm-hmm. And the promise of the show is we're going to give you all the in-depth gossip about all the presidents from the first half of the 20th century and what they were really like. And the answer, as it turns out, is they were all actually really, really nice, nicer than you'd think, except for Mamie Eisenhower. We hate her.
Poor Barbara Barry.
Wow. Oh, my God. That wig alone. She, in the credits, looked like she was about to vomit and agree.
Yeah. I mean, now that I've seen it twice, I know that Sarah Paulson with that hair playing Mamie Eisenhower in American Horror Story Part 2 this season. I guess that's what her hair really looked like, because that's exactly what her wig looks like as well. But yeah, we watched the first 27 minutes before Dave was like, if we watch this entire thing, I will die. And I felt the same way and was actually, as much as we made fun of you, Dan, I was looking in airflow to see, is it possible to play this at 1.5 or possibly 2.9? Speed.
Possibly 20.5.
Tara can attest that I was like, there was absolutely no way I was watching this slower than 1.25 because come on.
Yeah. But we got to through the first 27 minutes but the first act out to commercial is literally the maid going to like the dining room where the servants eat and sitting down. Like, does not even have her plate yet. That's the act out. Like, no suspense. But anyway, Dan, have you seen Lee Daniels' The Butler? Because that seems like the regular length version of this.
What has in common with Lee Daniels' The Butler is that they really go out of the way to get unexpected actors doing versions of presidents.
Sure.
So you know, we get Harry Morgan from MASH as President Harry Truman. Yep. You know, you get Leslie Nielsen as Ike Hoover, who's actually a fantastic character from real life. Like, mm-hmm. Ike Hoover was the electrician who installed electricity in the White House. And then the president was so scared of electricity, he wouldn't turn on any of the switches for fear of being electrocuted.
Right.
So they just hired the guy to install electricity to hang around and turn on light switches. And eventually that guy became the chief steward of the White House and stuck around till the 40s.
Wow.
And that's Leslie Nielsen. And now you have all the best gossip from this entire 7-hour program.
Mm. That sounds like my grandma in the microwave.
Won't turn on electricity. Surely you can't be serious.
Ah, don't call me Shirley. Well, thank you for your service, Dan. I'm sorry that it was...
sorry we made you watch all 7 hours and then bailed after 27 minutes.
Yeah. So... with that in mind.
I didn't even get that far, suckers.
I mean, thank God. If you had gotten further than us, I really would have felt bad, even worse than I feel about Dan watching the whole entire thing. But anyway, speaking about feeling bad, do you know what time it is?
Oh, no.
Is it time to watch time? Backhouse at the whatever?
Backhouse. Backhouse at the White Stairs. No, it's not Regulation Gay Time.
Oh, woo! Yay.
Thank goodness.
Wait, what is it actually called again? Backstairs at the White
House. Backstairs at the White House. Backstairs
at the White House.
I called it three different things.
One of the, you'll stumble across the porno version at some point.
Oh, dear.
Backdoor at the White House.
Well, so I have two non-regulation game times, each discrete, and we will score you based on your total for across both games. But for the first one, as I said, I really did feel bad that after Dan watched all 700 hours of this thing, we ended up deciding we would not and could not cover it. So I have made a game that I knew was right in Dan's wheelhouse, the names and numbers of the U.S. presidents. Woo! Oh,
no. Can we give a little background information why this is so funny? So on the Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show, which is me and Dan with Taylor Cole's podcast, it's kind of like Game Time, but it's all Game Time. We do these extra Patreon events over Zoom once a month where we take games from our game shelves and play them with everybody over Zoom.
It's a lot of fun.
And God knows why, but Dan keeps on bringing these fucking presidential flashcards to this, quizzing everybody on presidents. It is becoming a running goddamn joke and everybody fucking hates it.
He stopped. He took a hint.
I think he's doing one episode fallow to bring it back stronger than ever. It's going to be all presidential flashcards next time.
Well,
anyways, actually, I should say that a lot of people did enjoy it in a weird kind of way. I don't, but I feel like this is sort of a cosmic payback to me for all those.
Yes.
No, Dave, if I could give you the backstory on those cards. It's that in the early 2000s, probably 2007, 2008, I was recruited to be on what turned out to be a Crooked Fox game show, where they had these children who were, baby geniuses, and they were going to bring on experts to match wits with them on these very specific areas of interest. And so I was recruited to be the presidency guy because I was teaching presidency. I knew a lot, and I agreed to it without thinking there was no possible good outcome to this. Right. Either I beat them and I beat a child, or I lost and I look like an idiot. And then it turned out the whole thing was crooked and they were just tutoring the kids on it beforehand, giving all the questions in advance. So we didn't have to do any of it. It was a scandal when it happened. They ended up canceling the whole show. So I spent weeks memorizing these goddamn flashcards so I wouldn't get shown up by an 8-year-old, only to not be able to show up an 8-year-old on national television.
What was the name of this show that never made it on?
I do not even remember what it was going to be called. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, Dan, I feel good about your chances in this game. I'm going to give you the name of a show whose cast includes an actor who has a presidential surname as part of their name.
Okay.
And as an extra hint, the range in which that president was in office. So, for example, this star of New Girl shares a name with one of the presidents between 11 and 19, meaning they were between the 11th and the 19th president. And if you need a hint, I'll give you four presidents' names from that range to narrow it down. So is the star of New Girl Hayes, Johnson, Grant, or Lincoln?
Are we talking actor or
actor? This is not great.
Examples are supposed to be easy.
This is a harder one than is in the game, I promise.
Well, that's not the way it's supposed to go. You're supposed to build up a confidence, not extinguish it from the get-go. I don't know.
Hayes, Johnson, Grant, or Lincoln? No one has a guess?
Hayes.
I'm going to guess Johnson, just as the most common name.
Johnson is correct. It's Jake Johnson.
Jake Johnson.
I see.
So no love for Millard Fillmore. Okay, whatever.
Did I look for Fillmore's? Yes. Spoiler, there are none. But anyway, if you get it off the hint, the correct answer
is worth... Well, I'm not playing then.
The correct answer is worth 1 point. No show is in the game more than once. Lots of presidents are in the game more than once because some of them have much more common WASPy names than others. And the presidential surname might be the first or last name of the actor that I'm looking for.
Okay.
Does anyone have any questions?
Can I be excused?
Let's throw it to Picky to see who's going first.
We will start with valued guest.
All right, so our order is Dan, Sarah, Dave. Are you ready to play His Name Is My Name Too?
I certainly am. Let's not. Let us begin.
All right, Dan. This star of St. Elsewhere shares a name with one of the first 10 presidents.
All right, star of St. Elsewhere. Okay, so, it's going to be Denzel Washington.
That is good for 2 points. Sarah D. Bunting.
Yes.
This star of the Golden Girls shares a name with a president in the 20s, so number 20 through number 29.
I'm going to say B. Arthur.
B. Arthur is correct for 2 points. Number 21, Chester A. Arthur. David T. Cole. Mm. This star of The Undoing, a show you watched, we talked about it on the podcast, shares a name with a president in the teens, so one that's 11 through 19.
Okay, you said The Undoing.
The Undoing.
About, is that what it's called?
Isn't yes, just not called, Undone. The Undoing.
The Undoing?
The Undoing.
I don't remember that show. But okay,
kind of
president.
Like this game is yours.
President, sorry?
President number 11 through number 19. Oh, one of those.
Jesus. The Undoing. Mm-hmm. It's not the cartoon with Bob Odenkirk.
That's Undone.
That's The Undone. That's Undone.
Do you want a hint?
Dara's already told you it's not a show with Millard Fillmore either, so you've got a couple hints there.
1 in 9 chance.
Pierce.
That's incorrect.
I don't even know what that fucking show is. What's that show?
It's the one with Hugh Grant and Nicole Kidman.
Is that what that was called?
Oh, yes. Okay. Back to Dan.
Oh, yeah, that shit.
Back to Dan.
Soon they forget.
All right.
The star of Will and Grace shares a name with a president in the same span, 11 through 19.
All right, so let's see, 11 through 19, that's going to be Polk Taylor, Tyler, Tyler's 10. Polk Taylor, Pierce, Buchanan, Lincoln, Johnson, Grant, Hayes. So, star of Will and Grace. I'm going to say Grant.
John Hayes.
Hayes, okay.
Back to Sarah. The star of Melrose Place shares a name with a president in yet again the same span, 11 through 19.
Oh, President Locklear. What a time it was. Just kidding. I'm going to say that it's Grant Show.
That is correct. Once again, the 18th president. Dave.
Mm.
This star of Sex and the City shares a name with a president in the 30s, one of the presidents 30 through 39.
Sex and the City.
You can ask for a hint.
I don't want your fucking hints.
Wow.
Nixon.
Nixon is correct.
Cynthia Nixon.
Yes. Oh. Number 37.
I'm just going to be, I'm going to get angrier and angrier.
Yeah, I can. I'm really glad that we're doing this today. Dan. This star of Happy Endings shares a name with a president between 20 and 29.
All right, so Happy Endings. Oof. All right, so 21 to 29, that's Arthur, Cleveland, Harrison, McKinley, Roosevelt, Taft. I don't know the stars of Happy Endings, but I'm going to guess it is Harrison.
Casey Wilson, same as the 28th president. All right, Sarah.
Yeah.
This star of Dawson's Creek shares a name with one of the first 10 presidents.
The star of Dawson's Creek.
The Pacey administration.
The Pacey administration. I believe that is Joshua Jackson.
That is correct.
Incorrect. It's James Van Buren.
Dave.
Yeah.
The star of Remington Steel shares a name with a president between Pierce. 11 and 19. Pierce is correct.
You did it.
The same as the 14th president. All right.
President Zimbalist. President Z, as we call him.
The Z-Man.
Yeah.
All right. Dan. Mm-hmm. The star of American Horror Story shares a name with one of the first 10 presidents.
All right, so we've already gone over who the presidents are. So, all right, so God, American Horror Story, everyone has been in that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say it's going to be someone named, let's go with Jackson again.
That's correct. Cheyenne Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Good Sarah, guess. The star of Friday Night Lights shares a name with one of the presidents between 11 and 19. Fertile ground for this president game.
The star of Friday Night Lights.
Yes.
What was the range again?
11 to 19.
11 to 19. Oh,
you can ask for a hint. You can choose from four if you want to narrow it down.
Choose from four. My mind has now emptied of all names, and it's just like symbols and colors. Mm-hmm. I would like a hint, please.
This star of Friday Night Lights shares a name either with Polk, Taylor, Grant, or Johnson.
Ugh, I mean, the Taylor is fucking me up, though. But I'm going to say Taylor anyway.
That's correct. Taylor Kitsch.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Dave.
A.K.A. David Koresh.
Back to Dave. The star of The White Lotus shares a name with a president in the 30s.
The White Lotus in the 30s. Yeah, her. I know. I see her face.
Yep.
She was in Waiting for Guffman and all those, I think. But what's her name?
Well, do you want four?
No,
names
I don't
to
want your
from?
Hint. I don't okay. want your charity.
Okay.
Oh, shit. What's her name? Do I have to get the full name or I just need to know the president?
You just need to know the common name.
Coolidge.
Coolidge is correct. Jennifer Coolidge.
Well done,
Jennifer. That's it.
All right, back to Dan. The star of The Chair, the one that came out this year, shares a name with a president between 11 and 19.
All right, so let's see. That's Sandra Oh starred in The Chair. We don't have President Oh. So...
Yet.
let's see. So Hayes, Grant, Johnson, Lincoln, Buchanan, Pierce, Fillmore, Taylor, Polk. I'm going to say it's Lincoln this time.
Sadly, no. Colin Taylor.
Taylor, okay. It's a terrible Sarah. President.
Good actor, though.
It's true.
Sarah, the star of Grey's Anatomy, shares a name with one of the first 10 presidents.
Star of Grey's Anatomy.
I should say one-time star. I'll give you that hint.
Ah, okay. One-time star of Grey's Anatomy. I mean, that really could be...
It's the human heart.
it's not
just
a great
about
hint.
Anyone.
President Mortarshell.
Oh, President Blunderboss. Hint.
Adams, Jefferson, Washington, Harrison.
Washington.
Correct. Isaiah Washington for 1 point. Dave.
Yeah.
The star of Enlightened shares a name with a president in the 20s.
Enlightened. Mm-hmm. Who was in Enlightened? Wait, Enlightened? Oh, Enlightened. Not Entitled, which is where I was thinking. Enlightened. Okay, Enlightened.
Yes.
Oh, shit. Wait, that's... I only know two people from Enlightened, and I don't think they're presidential names. From the presidential 20s.
Correct.
Ugh.
You sure you don't want to hint?
I'm thinking about it. Okay. Stop pressuring me into your hints. Enlightened had, was it Laura Dern? Is she in Enlightened? Was it her? Or am I thinking of somebody else? But it had Mike White.
I'll give you that. Yes. They were both in it.
Both not presidential names. But who else was in? Oh, government. Government guy was in that show. Wilson.
Wilson is correct.
Yeah.
Wow.
Luke Wilson.
Master of suspense
Dave.
Over here. All right, let's get a score break. We're a little over the halfway mark.
So Professor Casino has 4 points. Dave and I are tied with 8 points.
Oh, my God. Let's see.
That's if what's the university mailing address of the university that you work at, Dave? I just have something to ask them.
No, Lisa, are we scoring? I thought the hints were scoring for one. Everything else is scoring is two. Is it everything two
that's
regardless?
Right. Yes.
No, that's correct.
Back to Dan. The star of The Walking Dead shares a name with a president between 11 and 19.
That would be Andrew Lincoln.
That is correct for 2 points. Sarah, this host of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy shares a name with a president in the 40s.
Ooh.
Huh. Okay. So, not a lot to choose from there. Let's guess. I need a hint.
Biden, Trump, Bush, or Clinton?
I was going to say those hints. They're already hints to start
yeah,
with.
Yeah, just pressed it. Let's try Clinton.
Not Clinton sure is correct. Oh, Clinton Kelly. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Dave.
Yeah.
This star of Frasier shares a name with a president between 11 and 19.
11 and 19. Oh, shit. Wait, 11, 19. Oh, Pierce again. David Hyde Pierce.
That's
Pierce.
Correct for 2 points.
And Dave takes the lead.
Oh, damn. Dan. This star of The Office shares a name with a president in the 20s.
All right, star of The Office. All right, so let's see.
The American one.
Garfield, Arthur, Cleveland, Harrison, McKinley, Taft, Roosevelt, Wilson. Oh, Rainn Wilson. That'd be Woodrow Wilson, Rainn Wilson.
Correct for 2 points.
Well done.
Sarah, the star of Felicity shares a name with a president between 11 and 19.
Ew. Is it Johnson?
It's Amy Jo Johnson. That is correct for 2 points.
Oh, why?
Dave.
Oh.
I think you meant Power Ranger, but okay, fine.
I considered putting that in, but I thought that would be too mean. Dave.
Yeah.
The star of Ballers.
Oh, God.
Shares a name with a president between 11 and 19.
Okay. Well, oh, yeah, right. Okay. Shit. What's his name? I totally blanked on the rock's real name. Dwayne Johnson. Johnson.
Correct for 2 points.
Say, who else is in Ballers? Nobody else is in Ballers. There's got to be The Rock.
It's
but
president
there was no
Cordry.
President The Rock that we know of yet.
President Cordry.
All right. You each have one question left in this game. Let's get the scores.
Okay. Casino making a horse race out of it with 8 points. Buncey with 11. David T. Cole with 12 points.
Okay. Dan.
If there's a tie, is there a runoff or does it go to the Supreme Court at game time?
Well, this doesn't count because we're only going to count your scores at the end of the second game.
Okay. All right.
We're just going to continue on to game
two. Well, I'm glad we just stepped aside that whole morass.
Yes.
Okay.
We don't need that business. All right, Dan. The star of Archer shares a name with one of the first 10 presidents.
Oof. Okay. So Archer, I'm trying to pick using Archer, Washington, Adams, Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, Jackson, Van Buren, Harrison. Aisha Tyler.
Correct for 2 points. Sarah D. Bunting. The star of Miami Vice shares a name with a president between 11 and 19.
Don Johnson.
Correct for 2 points. David T. Cole, last question of this game. The star of Scandal shares a name with one of the first 10 presidents.
Washington.
Correct for 2 points. Where did we end up?
Dan Cassino with 10, Sarah D. Bunting with 13, David T., conscientious objector Cole, with 14 points.
Good All job, right, Dave.
Let's roll on to part two of your Tara-written non-regulation game time. It's Tube Tunes 8!
Woo!
Tube Tunes 8. This is the eighth time we've done it. You know how it goes. Dave's going to play a clip. You say what show it's from for 1 point. There are no hints. No show is in here more than once. We have 18 questions and a tiebreaker. Let's go to Picky.
We will start with David.
All right. All right. Let's go Dave, Sarah, Dan. Are you ready to play Tube Tunes 8?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Dave, please play clip one for you.
I would like to ask everybody to please stand and join me one last time in the percolator.
I know I lost this. Okay, I'm going to play it one more time. Dave, can we hear that again? Sure, Dave, no problem.
I would like to ask everybody to please stand and join me one last time in the percolator.
My brain was thinking of imagining club scenes, but that was actually at a funeral.
Sure was.
That was Southside.
That's correct. Good job.
Southside.
Southside. Sarah D. Bunting, clip two is for you.
You can't tame me. This buck was meant to be free. A cowgirl on the range in El Paso smiled at me and got out her lasso. And that's when I put on the gas, so you can't tame me.
This is an episode of television that I've seen.
Correct.
President guest starred during that musical number is the question at hand.
Oh, boy. That would be Nixon. Is that Schmigadoon?
It sure is.
Yay.
Good job. Clip three is for Dan.
Everyone knows the most delicious part of the muffin is the top. My muffin top is all that whole grain low fat. I know you want a piece of that, but I just want to dance. Checking out my sweet hips, my sugar-coated berry lips. I know you want to get with this, but I'm just here to dance. So bad.
I certainly watched that one. I believe that's from 30 Rock.
Correct. All right, back to Dave for clip four.
Split the and you'll find the music. Bulb after bulb in silver road.
So.
Scantily dealt.
All right. I don't recognize this song at all. I don't really know those voices, but just on a context clue, even though I don't understand how it would ever happen in the show, I'm going to answer Dickinson.
That's correct.
Wow. Dave!
It's a fantasy sequence when they go to the opera in season two. Oh, she imagines Sue on the stage. Okay. She's singing a song that's based on
I just heard the word poem. Sue, and the voices sound generally maybe like Dickinsonian to mm-hmm. me. Yeah.
Well, you got it.
All right, great.
All right, clip five is for Sarah.
Well, you made a long journey from Milan to Minsk. Rochelle, Rochelle. You never stopped hoping, now you're in the Pinsk. Rochelle, Rochelle. When the naysayers neighed, you picked up your pace. You said, nothing's gonna stop me, so get out of my face. I'm having adventures all over the place. Rochelle, Rochelle. Oh. What do you think?
I should know this, but I don't. So if someone wants to steel mill it, they may feel free. Otherwise, Benson.
Benson's not correct.
Is it Rochelle from Seinfeld?
It is from Seinfeld.
It's the movie from Seinfeld.
It's a play.
Oh, it's a play.
All right, clip six is for Dan.
Not gonna phone it in tonight. Not gonna go through the motions tonight. This time I'm really gonna do the best I can. Mr. Cue Card Man, put those down over there. For some reason tonight I care. That's right. That's why I'm not.
Oof. All right. So, Mr. Cue Card Boy, put down. Boy, I have no idea what this could be from. But you know what? I think this is the long-lost, all-musical, all-singing episode of Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip.
That's not correct. That is Steve Martin on Saturday Night Live. Not phoning it in for his appearance. All right, Dave, clip seven is for you.
Sometimes I dream about that AC, AC. Cold waves blowing over me. Feel it hot, maybe it's a state of mind. Think cold to pass the time. Snowmen and snowstorms.
I think I know the voice, which means this is a 50-50 chance.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? I'm not answering. I'm just providing color commentary. It's either close enough or it's regular show. I'm just going to go with regular show.
That is correct. Good job.
Wow. Good job, Dave.
All right, clip eight is for Sarah.
I'm gonna sound real dumb. I need my headphones to keep me going. I got some funky fresh for you. My lyrics are cold, my rhymes are hot. I got something beneath my sock. It don't smell, it's pretty good. I don't know what you call it, but I think I need some hoodie.
You wanna hear that again?
Can I hear it again, please?
Yeah, I thought so.
I'm gonna sound real dumb. I need my headphones to keep me going. I got some funky fresh for you. My lyrics are cold, my rhymes are hot. I got something beneath my sock. It don't smell, it's pretty good. I don't know what you call it, but I think I need some hoodie.
What the fuck?
I cannot pull it. Righteous Gemstones.
Oh, no. That's Eric Nice rapping in the studio with Heather on The Real World
season
1.
Oh, my God. That's right. Wow. I saw that at the Smithsonian. What was I thinking?
All right. Let's do clip 9 for Dan, then we'll have a score break.
Who's been messing up everything?
It's been Agatha. It's been Agatha all along.
And she killed the dog, too. That was from WandaVision.
That's correct. All right, let's get a score update.
I am here with a point. Dan Cassino has 2 points. And David T. Cole, once again, leading the field with 3 whole points.
All right, what's our total in that case? Combining it with the first game.
David T. Cole has 17. I have 14. Dan Cassino has 12.
Okay. You each have 3 questions left. Let's go back to Dave. Clip 10.
Dana, I'm gonna feed ya. Gonna buy you an egg. Gonna mix that egg with bread for your mouth. For strength. Provide for your life. Gonna hand you my business. Sorry that your mom's not my wife. Gonna feed you an egg and destroy anyone who touches your smile. Then I'm gonna raise you right. Then I'm gonna raise you high and give you an egg in the sky. God,
I have a couple things in mind, both of which are total craft guesses, so I don't think they're either one of them is right. But just something about that voice tells me it's not American. So I'm going to, all right. Once again, talking out loud, not giving my answer yet.
Uh-huh.
But the make your mother a wife thing makes me think of the In-Betweeners. But everything else about it, and this is going to be my answer, makes me want to say Statlets Flats.
You're correct. Oh, singing nice. To the new baby. We give her an egg in the sky.
I don't remember that at all, but okay.
It's the second episode of the season we just watched, weekend before last.
Little glimpse into how long my memory lasts.
Yep. All right. Let's see how long Sarah's memory lasts with clip 11.
Uh-oh.
This is great.
Don't run off too far while you're back in the donut shop in 10 minutes. My ex, the Donut King. It's hard to respect the dead when you didn't respect the dead when the dead was alive. Postmodern, retro, American kitsch.
Is this the Shangri-La?
Yes! Shangri-La Plaza, I'll give you that.
Shangri-La!
Yep. All right, Dan, clip 12 is for you.
Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Bo bo bo-dee-o. Rubber ducky, joy of joys. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber ducky, you're my very best friend, it's true.
Oh, I used to sing this to my little boy all the time in the bathtub. That Aww. Is Rubber Ducky, You're the One, sung by Bert from Sesame Street.
Oh, it's Ernie.
Ernie, sorry.
I'd have to take away a quarter point. Just kidding. clip 13 is for Dave.
Rosalind, geriatric Ally. She's just quite far for a woman.
I can't tell half the things they're saying, but and I know I've heard it, but just from the audience track, I'm gonna say Saturday Night Live.
It's Taskmaster. It's the song for a stranger.
Yeah, right, yeah, right.
Again, we watched it within the last month.
Yeah. Right.
Oh. Yeah. This is Paul Rudd.
Sarah, clip 14 is for you.
And by the way, it was called He Is Paul Rudd was the actual
I'm sorry. I forgot that too.
We'll see it through. It's what we're always here to do. So we will walk through the fire.
So one by one they turn from me. I guess my friends can't face the cold. But why I froze, not one among them knows. And never can be told.
That is Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Correct.
Let's give Dan holds up, actually, even though Whedon's canceled. It's a shame.
I really love a lot of those songs still. It
Me
is a
too.
Shame. Clip 15 is for Dan, and then we'll have another score break.
Jesus fucking slays. He fucking slays on God today, and you know it. Jesus fucking slays. So we should party in his name. Do real dope shit.
Oof. Is that from Garfunkel and Oates?
Recent canon submission by me. It is the other two. Let's get the scores. You each have one question left.
So do you want a
combined
total
scores.
Breakdown?
Yes, yes.
Totals. Okay,
yes.
So I am being mathy. Okay, so Dan Cassino currently has 13 points. Mm-hmm. I currently have 16 points. David T. Cole has 18 points, so basically this is over.
All right. Well, let's play our last three just for funsies. Clip 16 is for Dave.
Doing my trick, zoning this aisle to make it look sick. You want batteries? I got loads of D's and some frozen peas full of vitamin C. Self-check yourself before you wreck yourself. Self-check yourself before you wreck yourself. Self.
Don't remember it. Just from context, I'm going to guess Superstar.
That's correct. the episode where they're trying to make a viral video.
Oh, okay, yeah, right.
Clip 17 is for Sarah.
Well, it's pretty. So what if we risk it all the track, knowing we might fall, but we might fly? Who cares what they say? We're gonna do it our way, like Sinatra or Burger King. Five stars is
a... Girls Five Eva?
Yep.
Woo.
Also a recent canon submission. And finally, mm-hmm. Clip 18 for Dan.
Runka lunka dunka dee doo. We've got a friendly warning for you. Runka lunka dunka dee daces. The secret of slurms on a need to know basis.
Asking questions. I feel like Piggy really smiled at me. I'm getting some of the old timers here. That is from Futurama.
That's correct. Let's get those scores.
All right, so here's how we ended up. Dan Cassino with 14, Buncey with 17, and David T. Cole is our winner with 19 points.
Dave!
Good job, Dave.
Hail to the chief, you might say.
You might.
Come on. You might sing.
You might sing. I won't sing.
You're welcome. Oh.
Dave!
I do have a tiebreaker, but we can save it for if we have tiebreakers at the end of Dan's game. We could do them both.
Maybe. All right. So shall we move on to Dan Cassino's exciting game?
After a pause for an ad, yes.
We'll be right back after these messages. I hope you enjoyed that ad, but you know what time it is now?
What?
It's more game time.
Woo!
Unless, of course, you're one of our valuable supporters on Patreon, in which case I hope you enjoyed that weird 1.5 seconds of silence where the ad usually goes. Dan Cassino, I understand that you've also brought us a game today.
I have, Dave, because you know what? I feel like you don't get to play enough game times. I mean, by which I mean you don't get to dominate enough game times whenever you play. And also, you never get to play with your beloved partner, Tara. And I think that's just wrong. So I have brought a game so you two can play together.
Right. This will be great.
This game is spurred on by the announcement of the Nash Bridges reunion special. Because this brings back a genre of TV, of the TV reunion movie that has fallen by the wayside after its peak in the 1980s.
Yes.
And there were a lot of unexpected TV movie reunions for TV shows, often coming far, far too long after the original show was canceled. In this game, I will give you a description of a TV movie with, of course, all the important information edited out, as well as telling you how long after the original show that TV reunion happened.
Okay.
If you can guess it from that, you'll get 3 points. These are, of course, open guesses. You can guess at each level. If you can't get it, I will then tell you what year the reunion show happened. So if you work backwards, you can then figure out when the original show went off the air. If you still can't get it, I'll then tell you some of the actors who were in the show and perhaps some of the actors they couldn't get back, mostly because they were dead. So 3, 2, or 1 points. Dave, hey. Do you want to set Picky up and see who goes first?
We will start with Tara.
Okay.
All right, Tara. So our order is going to be Tara, Dave, Sarah. Well, that's how Picky says it. Name of the game is going to be TV Reunions, because I didn't think of one before I did it. This is why I normally have Dave edit my stuff.
Good for SEO. It's Dan Cassino.
All right, question one. All right. So this reunion is happening 18 years after the original show was canceled. Recovering from throat surgery, a man has to temporarily move in with his old roommate while the roommate's daughter prepares for her wedding. What is that show?
The Odd Couple?
Wow.
It's indeed The Odd Couple. That would be The Odd Couple Together Again from 1993.
Oh my God.
Was that just a guess based on
just based roommates? On roommate.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so that's 3 points, right? 3, 2, 1?
Yes.
Okay.
Nice.
Yes. All right, Dave, this is happening only 3 years after the first show went off the air.
All right.
After Juliet's partner is shot, the series leads uncover a conspiracy to defame her. One of the leads refuses to get married until he can locate his grandmother's engagement ring. John Cena guest stars.
What? Whoa. Can I have that information once again? That was a lot. And then John Cena at the end is like, huh?
What? Yeah,
it is the palate cleanser at the end of the description.
Sure.
This is only 3 years after the show went off the air. Right. After Juliet's partner is shot, the series leads uncover a conspiracy to defame her. One of the leads refuses to get married until he can locate his grandmother's engagement ring. John Cena guest stars.
Wow. All right. So John,
you get a free guess.
John Cena guest stars something kind of in the last 15 years, I guess. Baywatch.
Is it Chuck?
Love that
Chuck?
So, Dave, sorry. This is from 2017, was this reunion show.
Okay.
So you work backwards to know the original one went off the air in 2014. Any guesses?
Juliet. A show with a Juliet and a grandmother. And, of course, with John Cena. I don't have a guess at this point. No.
All right, last clue.
Okay.
They got back both James Rodet and Dulé Hill.
Dulé! That's what's that show again? I wish somebody would keep on reminding you. Is it Super? No, it's Psych. Is that Psych?
Very good.
Somewhere in France. The faint sound of shrieking.
All right, Sarah, this one's for you. This reunion happens 16 years after the show went off the air. The long overdue wedding of the leads from two different TV shows is put into doubt when her technology begins to fail and he is caught in a tense hostage situation.
Oh my.
When her technology begins to fail.
Earth control.
Yes, welcome to Gilead. Bionic Man?
Correct for three. That is 1994's Bionic Ever After?
Oh, God.
Love it.
Yeah, that's great.
All right. Back to Dave. This reunion
back
is
to
15.
Me.
Tara.
Oh, sorry.
To me.
Back to Tara. This reunion is 15 years after the original.
Okay.
The lead characters travel to Hollywood to sell some music recordings in order to raise money to build a new hospital. Toby Keith guest stars.
Toby Keith, my God. Melrose Place.
Love it.
All right, so this reunion show was from the year 2000.
Okay. Trapper John.
I have a guess MD. When it comes to it.
Me too.
And they got back both Tom Wopat and John Schneider.
Oh, Dukes of Hazzard.
Dukes of Hazzard.
That would not have been my guess, actually.
Hazzard in Hollywood from the year 2000.
Wow. No, that wasn't my guess. But I want to say what my guess is in case it comes up later.
All right. I think this is taking us to Dave.
Yes.
This is happening just 1 year after the show went off the air.
Oh, 12 months.
Just before Christmas, Laura and Almanzo and Mr. Edwards are shopping for gifts in Mankato when Rose is kidnapped by a grief-stricken mother, prompting a desperate search.
It's Mankato, so.
I heard one more time because that was a lot of character names, and I feel like I should know some of them, but I don't. But here we go. Once more, please.
Just before Christmas, Laura and Almanzo and Mr. Edwards are shopping for gifts in Mankato when Rose is kidnapped by a grief-stricken mother, prompting a desperate search.
Chips.
All right, this is from 1984.
1984. Wow. Laura 84. Kidnapping. Alonzo?
Almanzo.
Almanzo. Laura. Is this Little House on the Prairie? Yes!
Good for two.
That's especially good because Almanzo was not on the show yet when you were
editing
Kim's podcast.
That's not what clued me in.
It
was Laura because I just was going through famous Lauras and I finally...
I had a crush on that actor when I was little.
Same.
Now knowing the answer, my original thought, which was Miami Vice, is pretty far off.
I gotta say, I'm surprised not everyone knew this because, of course, this is the reunion special that also had Shannon Doherty in it.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Okay. All right. This next one is actually my absolute favorite. So this reunion show happens 25 years after the original show went off the air.
Whoa.
Okay.
After returning from years on a desert island, Thalia offers $50,000 to whomever will kill the series lead after he refuses to divorce Zelda and marry her.
Zelda.
So we got some character names, Thalia and Zelda. Yeah, and Zelda. 25 years after the show went off the air. A desert island involved.
I don't know. Dark Shadows?
All right. So this reunion is from 1988.
Okay. So Thalia and Zelda. Thalia and Zelda.
25 years later, so the original went off the air in 1963.
Yeah, it did. Bewitched?
Somehow they got back both Bob Denver and Connie Stevens.
Oh, Christ. Gilligan's Island? Oh.
Nope. This is the reunion special for Dobie Gillis with my favorite title.
Fucking Dobie Gillis. God damn it.
Has to be included because the title, and I quote, "Bring me the head of Dobie Gillis," to get that clutch demographic that likes both Sam Peckinpah and Dobie Gillis.
I never knew what Dobie Gillis was. Every time I've encountered it, I thought it was the full name of the house elf from Harry Potter.
All right. Back to the top. So this reunion happens 22 years after the original.
Okay.
Three cousins, Benji, AC, and Josh, join together to fight off forces to save the ranch. Under the guidance of old friend Bronk Evans, they learn the meaning of family.
Oh, God.
Is this like Bonanza or something?
Wow!
What other shows matter? Have ranches?
You don't like Bonanza?
Dallas?
I don't think the Dallas ranch is getting like actively attacked, though. In a physical
that
way.
Is from 1995, Bonanza under
wow,
attack.
Wow, that late. Dang. God.
Bonanza under attack. Amazing.
All right. Next up, this was 15 years after the original.
All right.
The Title family visits a local wax museum when they have wax replicas made of them. However, some of the wax replicas are robots who then frame some of the members of the family for crimes they did not commit.
Oh, my God. Okay, so 15 years later, the family... sorry, was it a vacation? Or they just go to
a
wax museum?
No, they visit a local wax museum because they are making wax statues of the family.
Okay, so they're making wax... Okay, so the family has to be somewhat famous in-universe. Mm-hmm. But... But then we get into this Westworld situation where they go crazy with a dry wit like that. I could be an action hero.
Dave, I'll give you an entry. If Westworld's at one end of the TV spectrum, this is the opposite end from Westworld.
Yeah. All right.
I have a guess.
Wow.
Me too.
Okay. Okay. I want to say, I want to say Brady Bunch, but the fact that I didn't see, Sarah react at all at this thing tells me it's probably not Brady Bunch, but it is going to be really doubly angry at the end of all this. But they go to the wax museum and there's a family. Like, what other family is there that could possibly have robot? Brady Bunch. Damn it.
All right, so this reunion show was from 1981.
81, all right. Oh. That definitely was fueled by cocaine then, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
81, families, robots. What other families are Adam's family? I think they're all dead by then.
Like I say, Dave, being dead doesn't stop these reunions necessarily from happening. They keep on doing
it
regardless.
It really doesn't.
Right. All right, well, let's go Adam's family adjacent with Munsters.
Correct.
Oh, no shit, really?
What?
My other guess was oh, shit, I forgot what they were now. Never mind.
I was going to say Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah. That was floating in my head.
I said Partridge Family. I chatted it to Sarah, but I guess she didn't see.
Partridge Family is a good guess. All right.
No, they got back the entire cast except for the kids for some reason. I don't know why they couldn't come back 15 years later.
They died.
Big careers.
Yeah.
Too high.
They died from monsterism.
Next up, we have a reunion 19 years after the show went off the air. Developers want to build an industrial area in Hooterville, and Haney tries to swindle the residents to sell out.
Hooterville, you say?
Hooterville. Mm-hmm.
Developers want to build an industrial area in Hooterville, and Haney tries to swindle the residents to sell out.
The Sopranos.
You're so close. You have no idea how close you are.
I think I do have some idea.
That reunion is from 1990.
I just don't. The Waltons?
Well, that's good, yes.
They got back both Eddie Albert and Eva Gabor.
The Beverly Hillbillies. Oh, it's the other one, Green Acres.
The other one.
Fuck me.
Green Acres. This is the episode where they actually move back to the city for once.
My God.
All right. Next up, I think we're back to Dave.
Nope, me.
I got to warn you, this one's a bit of a wild ride.
Okay.
So this is 15 years afterwards. Matt loses his memory and his heart during a brief liaison with Mike Yardner, played by Michael Learned. Mike reveals to the lead that he is the father of their daughter, Beth, and asks him for help rescuing her from a band of Apache.
Okay. Well, when you said Matt, my first thought was Matt Houston, and then you got to the end of it, and now I don't think it's that anymore. I assume no show is in here more than once?
That's correct.
Okay, so it's another Western. Is it, like, Rawhide?
All right, this is from 1990.
That doesn't help me.
All right, you want just want the next clue?
Sure.
All right, they have James Arness and Richard Kiley.
Yeah, both. Can I steal mail? I think I know. Well, I don't know, but I have an educated guess. I'm desperate for points. Can I steal mail this? I'm asking.
Ask Game Master.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Talk.
All
if you
right,
don't know,
the
then
only
Dave,
other.
Yeah, I
okay,
don't.
Okay, here's my thought process. I don't think any relatively recent show is going to have a gang of Apache kidnap somebody or whatever that was. So I'm going with the older Western that I can think of then, Bonanza, which is
Bonanza.
Gunsmoke.
Gunsmoke is correct.
Yeah.
Gunsmoke. They were still making Gunsmoke in 1990.
Jeez.
Wow.
Wow. Guess Clint Eastwood wasn't in that one.
All right. Next, we have one that was just 4 years after the original went off the air.
Okay.
A Valentine's Day episode centered around a suspended police lieutenant trailing a group of jewel thieves and the captain mourning Emily's sudden death and eventually returning to Bermuda to find closure.
Wow. That took a turn. Who would have a Emily... I don't think this is right, but I'm going to say Hunter.
All right, okay. This is from 1990.
Oh, okay. 1990. Well, that could have theoretically been Hunter in 1990. Emily. Who the hell is Emily? And why
or a
are
captain,
they going?
Dave. It could be a captain.
Oh, okay.
What shows have captains? Come on.
What shows do have captains? Emily. Captain. Oh, yes. Thank you, Dan. No, I am thinking outside. Is this Love Boat?
It is.
Wow.
For 2 points, right?
For two, yes.
Thank you, Dan, for steering me clear of all police procedurals. My mind never would have gone went elsewhere.
All right. This is one of our longest gaps. This follow-up is 31 years
Holy
after the
shit.
Original went off the air.
Cripes.
This follow-up is set in 1947, after the death of the main series antagonist, and has the lead agent investigating the death of an agent named Labine. So it's set in 1947, after the death of the main series antagonist.
After the death of the main series antagonist, and it was 31 years after the... Mod Squad.
Good guess, though.
Right, it is from 1991.
Ooh.
So a 1960, a show went off the air in 1960.
And who was it that expired?
1947.
An agent named Labine, and the main series antagonist had died in the intervening years.
Got it.
I mean, there was a show called FBI, but I don't think that's what it is. I think it's, I don't know. So Dragnet.
Right. And this stars Robert Stack and Jack Coleman.
Oh. It's not what I thought.
Me neither.
Let's try the Untouchables. I don't know the... Oh, okay.
Hey!
Wow,
correct
nice.
For one. Untouchables, The Return of Elliot Ness.
God.
Wow.
I never even knew that was a show.
Me either. Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know they made a movie out of it.
It was kind of foxy back then, old Stacky.
All right. Next up, we have a reunion 8 years after the original went off the air.
Okay.
After the girlfriend of a murder victim from her building commits suicide, one of the leads gets romantically involved with the girl's still-married father, played by Michael Moriarty.
Oh, my.
The series leads are assigned to work New York's first capital murder in a decade, and everyone has an opinion about capital punishment.
Oh, God.
We talking about King of Nova Scotia, Michael Moriarty?
Is this Cagney and Lacey?
Whoa.
That's what I would have guessed too. Well done,
correct
Dara.
For three from 1996, wow. Cagney and Lacey, True Conviction.
I feel like that's going to be a forcening.
Oh my God. Yeah. My mother 100% watched
myself,
that.
Sounds
While
amazing.
We go on, I'm going to see if it's on YouTube.
All right. Next up, we have another one that is 8 years after the original went off the air. Leland has retired, leaving Douglas Brackman Jr. as the senior partner. A former partner turned restaurateur is called out of retirement to stop the execution of a former client.
Good to the last drop. This sounds like L.A. Law.
Yeah,
what from other Leland has there been in television?
Or Douglas Brackman, yeah. Get his full name.
L.A. Law, the movie.
Ooh.
And Corbin Burnson and Harry Hamlin. Apparently they were available. All right. This one was also wild. 21 years later. A deep space mission means that the male lead is unavailable. See, you're just asking. More shows should just have someone self in deep space. Here we go. A deep space mission means the male lead is unavailable, and the female lead is reminded of the serious consequences of being without him for too long. So she has to try and find a new man before 2 weeks are up.
In what manner does she need this man, though? That's what I mean, like, as to help her with the workload, or like, I am worthless without a man by my side kind of way, or both?
Could be any, could be all sorts of things.
I can provide no more information, says Dan Casita.
The male lead is unavailable, so the female lead...
Beep! I cannot be reset this time. I am in space. Please leave a message at the beep.
I'm in space! Star Trek original series.
Didn't think so. This revival is from 1991.
What is with all these 90 and 91 things?
It was a real trend at the time.
Oh!
Yeah, you're right there, Dave.
I just figured it out, and everything I said kind of makes sense. It's kind of everything I said. I don't know if that's going to help you or not.
Not really. Land of the Lost.
Wait, can I get just give? Okay, can I give? I think she'll get it off the clues, but can I just give two things? It both kind of involves space and also is sexist. If it's what I'm thinking of. Okay, she gets.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, your last clue. They got back Barbara Eden and Bill Daly.
Oh, that space. I see. Okay. I dream of Jeannie.
I have an update on Cagney and Lacey, The Return. Actually, several updates. One is that it's streaming on Amazon Prime as IMDb TV, so free with ads. Two is there are two other additional Cagney and Lacey movies that apparently came after it. And... Mm-hmm. Cagney and Lacey, The Return was directed by James Frawley, who also directed a ton of The Monkees.
Mm-hmm. Sure did.
And I think is the son of William Frawley, who played Fred Mertz. Mm-hmm. I would have to confirm that. That's all.
All right. With that, we are halfway through. That is 15 questions. We're halfway through. So if we could get a score update, please.
Sure. It's a very close game. Sarah has 5 points. I have 10 points. Dave has 11 points.
How the hell? What? You sure?
Yes.
Because you got two.
Yeah, but there's a bunch that I just did not get at
okay.
all.
Okay. I'm not complaining.
All right, back into it. Our next reunion is only 2 years after the original went off the air.
Mm-hmm.
After the death of his close friend, the title character discovers a nuclear processing plant in Great Britain and a plan to sell nuclear weapons.
The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
All right, this is from 1994.
Mission Impossible.
Starring Richard Dean Anderson and Lena Headey.
Oh, no.
MacGyver.
MacGyver.
MacGyver Trail to Doomsday.
Oh, my.
Wow. Big swing on the title.
Yeah, I like that. Ooh,
better than the Atlantis one. All right. Next one.
Wait, hold. The Atlantis one?
Yeah, there was another MacGyver. There's another MacGyver reunion movie about Atlantis.
And MacGyver Atlantis.
Book. I'm just going to write that one down. MacGyver Atlantis. Thank you. Okay. Carry on.
I remember watching as a kid and loving it.
Great.
All right. This next one is 6 years after the original.
Okay.
After being taken by a government task force, the lead character's in danger, as some government agents want to kill him, while others want to reveal his existence to the world.
Ooh, okay, sounds superhero-y. You said no repeats, right?
No repeats.
No repeats. Okay, so it's not a Bionic Man sitch, but it kind of feels like it could be a Bionic Man sitch.
I don't think he was ever secret. I don't think there was ever his existence was hidden from the public.
Yeah, you might have a point there. How many years after?
6.
Existence. Okay.
I have a guess.
Read it to me one more time. I have an alternate thinking track going.
After being taken by a government task force, the lead character is in danger as some government agents want to kill him while others want to reveal his existence to the world.
Okay. My guess, I think there was a movie after Alien Nation. Ah.
Wow.
Fits the bill.
Cool guess, though.
Although there were actually a series of movies after Alien Nation.
Okay.
This is from 1996.
All right. I'm going to stay on Aliens. Kill. Oh, fuck me. Is it Alf? Yeah. Okay.
That is Project Alf, starring Miguel Ferrer and Ed Begley Jr.
Good Lord.
Miguel. Was that 2 points?
That was way up.
That was 2, yes.
Nice.
Next up.
Jesus.
This is 2 years after the original. The squad is invited to the former lead's Hawaiian wedding to Allison, who looks way too much like his dead ex. Coincidentally, another former lead now owns a resort bar there.
Alias. I don't know. Oh.
This is from 2003.
It was 2 years after I went off air? Mm-hmm. Is that?
Way too much like his dead ex. Point. Charlie's Angels. I don't know.
They got back both David Hasselhoff and Pamela Anderson.
Oh, for God's sake, Baywatch.
Wow.
All right. Next one, this is another wild one. This is 33 years after the original.
Oh, Jesus.
Woo.
The title character fights to stop her longtime nemesis, Sue Ellen, from turning Brooklyn Heights High School into a shopping mall.
Square Pegs.
I'm just going to point out that 33 years after Square Pegs went off the air would make it like 2014. And I think we would have remembered if there was that kind of reunion going on.
Yeah.
This is a reunion from 1999.
Okay. This is wrong, but welcome back, Cotter. It's not the title character or a she.
They have both Patty Duke and Cindy Williams.
The Patty Duke Show? Okay.
This is the Patty Duke Show still rocking in Brooklyn Heights from 1999.
Wow. Wait.
No.
Question. With a G or without a G?
No G. Still rocking.
That's how you know. That's how you know they're serious.
A little auxiliary trivia for you, Dan Cassino. Patty Duke once in a miniseries played Martha Washington.
Wow.
All right, next one. 11 years after the original, at a charity auction, Jennifer finds a locket that could hold the key to unlocking Jonathan's early years at the Mission Street Orphanage and the family he never knew.
Okay. John is an orphan. Jennifer, you said?
Yep.
Jennifer. And how many years after?
11.
The Waltons? Isn't there a John
Boy
in the Waltons?
1995.
Yeah, okay.
There's a John boy, but he's not an orphan.
John, Jennifer, 95. Kate Nally. No, I can't be Kate Nally.
Robert Wagner and Stephanie Powers.
I was right.
Oh, shit. With their bodyguard, Max. Heart to Heart.
That is 1995's Heart to Heart, Secrets of the Heart, but spelled H-A-R-T because they're really clever. All right, this next one. 16 years after the original went off the air, it is 1969, and John and Olivia are looking forward to celebrating their 40th anniversary.
Nice.
And other subplots, Elizabeth, home from the Peace Corps, hears that Drew left her for another girl. John and Drew attempt to make a sale with the supply of rocking chairs Drew built, and John receives a surprise from the Baldwin sisters.
Wow.
Is this the Waltons?
You're Walton Goons.
Is that the one that Good just night. Came out this year?
No, this is 1997's A Walton Easter.
Oh, because there was another one that was on the CW like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, dear. All right, next up, we are 18 years after the original went off the air.
Okay.
Getting close to the end. After being away for a while, the lead character returns home to visit the kid from the original show, who's now an expectant father. While there, he ends up helping an old friend mount a campaign for sheriff.
Twin Peaks? That wasn't a movie.
I love that answer, though.
It's from 1986.
Okay. Oof.
It's original off the air in 68.
Right. Is this Rawhide?
Starring Ron Howard and Jim Nabors.
Oh. The Andy Griffith Show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Return to Mayberry.
That was a really big deal at the time, I recall. Like, it was a huge, huge hit. Yeah.
All right. Next up. This next one is 12 years after the original off the air.
Okay.
The title detective investigates a tycoon played by Rip Torn and a mobster played by Jerry Orbach in connection with a plot involving money, women, and murder.
That sounds really good.
Okay.
It does. Let's watch it. We just got Dave just needs to tell us what it is.
Yeah.
Dave just needs to tell you what it is. Okay. So that sounds like late 80s into the 90s. So it could be Hunter again. What else we got? Hunter, police shows, not Dragnet, too early. Cagney and Leighton.
Dave, I wanted to. I took Hunter out of this game because I thought it was too obscure and no one else remembered Hunter. So, you know, it's just you.
Didi McCall! Okay, no Hunter. Oh, shit. Yeah. Wait, hang on. I've never watched it, but I know there is a shitload of TV movies. So I'm going to guess. I don't think the timing's right. I'm going to guess Kojak. Yeah!
Kojak for three!
Holy shit.
Right. Isn't there like 10 Kojak? Isn't it like Columbo? They just kept on making Kojak movies after the series ended.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Andre Brower was his partner in that one.
No shit.
Wow. Okay. I'll watch the hell out of that.
Fuck.
Dang.
All right. Next one takes place 8 years after the original went off the air. This follow-up focuses on the mysterious deaths of Rodney Harrington and Allison McKenzie, as well as a diabolical plot of a powerful person to ruin the community.
Fucking powerful people.
Fucking communities. Always getting ruined and shit. Can I hear that again, please?
Sure. This follow-up focuses on the mysterious deaths of Rodney Harrington and Allison McKenzie, as well as a diabolical plot of a powerful person to ruin the community.
Rainbow Bright.
This follow-up is from 1977.
Oh, geez. The follow-up is 77. Oh, boy.
Powerful person to ruin the community. How many years apart?
8 years after. So the original went off the air in 69.
Nice.
The community of Peyton Place.
That's what I was going to say.
Wow.
Oh. Two.
Nice.
Holy shit.
And they not get Mia Farrow back. She appears only in archival footage.
Mm.
Wow. Nicely done.
Thanks.
All right. Next one. This happens just 1 year after the original went off the air, the following year. Former shift commander Al Giardello is shot just as he's about to start his campaign for mayor. So the former and current detectives work together to find the culprit.
Homicide: Life on the Street.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, Homicide the Movie from 2003, starring Daniel Baldwin.
The one and only time.
Starring.
Those two words were put together.
Yeah. Pretty elastic definition.
Next
up,
this next one is 15 years after the original. The criminal international organization Thrush steals the bomb H-957 and demands $350 million to be delivered within 72 hours by their former adversary, Napoleon Solo.
All right. Well, I'm going to guess this is either Get Smart or The Man from U.N.C.L.E. I don't know anything about The Man from U.N.C.L.E., except that it really enjoys its acronyms.
What I know is Sally Draper enjoys tiddling herself to it.
Okay, you need to read that,
I forgot about that. Uncomfortable.
Read that one
the
more time.
The criminal organization Thrush, which is, of course, an acronym, steals the bomb H-957 and demands $350 million to be delivered within 72 hours by their former adversary, Napoleon Solo.
All right. I seem to recall that the organization in Get Smart is called Chaos. Not to say that we can't have competing evil organizations.
You got Facebook, you got Twitter, you got all of them.
But based on that, my first crack's going to be The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Yeah. All right.
Correct for three. Now, Dave, for Dan points, do you know what U.N.C.L.E. is an acronym for?
Underwater. Wait, no. Nautical, clearing,
litigation enterprise.
This is the acronym that makes me so angry. It is the United Network Command for Law and Enforcement, not law enforcement. Law and enforcement.
UNCLAI.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, I love this one. All right, this one's 5 years afterwards. In the future, guns have been banned, but a spate of shootings mean that an operative is brought out of retirement, and he wants his now deactivated car. James Doohan plays himself.
Wow.
Knight Rider.
Yeah.
Correct for three.
Bunting,
that
babe.
Is 1991's Knight Rider 2000.
The Hasselhoff giveth. The Hasselhoff.
Can we go score break? We have one question left each. Can we go score break going into it?
We sure can. But Dave, you had a question?
My only question was, so according in the Knight Rider universe in 1995, the United States of America managed to outlaw guns. Is that what we're supposed to believe?
Yes.
Also, all the criminals are put into cryogenic freezing, like in Demolition Man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who doesn't enjoy a good nap? What kind of prison sentence it is if you just like you're asleep
you're
and then
chilling,
like you wake
literally.
Up one day it is 30 years later and you're free to go. Mm-hmm. Seems to me you haven't learned a thing. Justice simply doesn't work.
All right. Our scores are close at the bottom. Sarah has 14, I have 16, and Dave has pulled ahead with 20.
Ooh.
Wow. All right. Well, still anyone's game, assuming that Dave falls down and loses some points and everyone else goes perfectly. Yeah. All right. So let's get back to it. This is 4 years afterwards. All right, deep breath. Here we go.
Okay.
Paige leaves Greg because she wants a baby and he doesn't. Mac and Karen celebrate their wedding anniversary with a party at Gary and Val's. Abby prepares to move out of the cul-de-sac to a house in Malibu, but the IRS sees all of her assets due to unpaid taxes, so instead she moves in with Karen.
Holy shit.
I don't know who any of those people are, but Desperate Housewives?
All right, this is from 1997, 4 years afterwards in 1997.
Okay. Party of five. That's not correct.
Right.
Love
they
it.
Got back both Donna Mills and Joan Van Ark.
Oh, Knott's Landing.
Knott's Landing for one. That is Knott's Landing back to the cul-de-sac.
Mm. Wow, quite the title.
Mm. All right, next one. We are 15 years after the original off the air.
All right.
An SFPD captain investigates the disappearance of his former partner.
Okay. That's it?
Mm-hmm. There's nothing.
Well, I mean, I feel like you're setting me up for the streets of San Francisco by not saying San Francisco. But then I also think that Dan Casino is trying to pull a doubly-do on me.
He loves his doubly-do's.
Dan
one thing I say about Dan Casino is he loves his doubly-do's. say that one more time for me, please.
An SFPD captain investigates the disappearance of his former partner.
Okay. So what else takes place in San Francisco, though? There's that. There's the roads of San Francisco.
Dan, I'm just going to tell you if it helps. You've already won this game.
I know, but I'd like to suss things out, figure it out.
I know. Just letting you know.
I don't think the Rockford Files applies. And then let's see what else we got.
The Rockford Files did have a bunch of TV reunion movies.
I'm going to guess... sorry.
It's probably not Vegas. That helps.
Wait, I don't have the year gap yet, right? That's next clue.
Yes, you do. It's 15 years.
15 years. Oh, okay, 15 years. Okay, Michael Douglas was probably too famous by then to bother to give a shit about TV. So it's got to be something else. Everything I'm thinking of is L.A. The only other show that I think might have been is... Nope, that's Vegas. What am I thinking of? Not Vegas. Spencer.
Spencer.
Okay. All right. Not Spencer Fry.
All right. It's from 1992.
And sorry, how many years?
15.
Yeesh. 15 years. Okay. So we've got... Starsky and Hutch? Is that... it's not my answer. Yes. No way. That's not Starsky and Hutch. But I'll say Starsky and Hutch.
Starring Carl Malden and Carl Lumley.
Is it the streets of San Francisco?
It's the streets of San Francisco, Dave. His former partner disappeared because Michael Douglas was way too famous to be doing this shit in 1992.
Farts. Yeah.
Oh, I triply dude Dave. It's great.
I've been reverse double dude.
You've been bamboozled.
All right. And our final question, 12 years after the original show went off the air, now a New Mexico senator, the title character wrangles an unscrupulous chemical manufacturer. His niece is murdered investigating the outfit while he escapes assassination attempts from Arab terrorists and takes a showdown in London to settle things.
Wow.
Now a New Mexico senator?
Yeah.
This is a show I used to watch with my grandma, so I feel it'd be right up there with, you know.
Right in the Buncey wheelhouse.
That's a nice hint.
It's my wheelhouse too, unfortunately. Yeah, we're both living there.
The lead character is now... The title character, you said, is a New Mexico senator? Okay, yep. Well, that rules out Benson. And I suspect Hunter. And Better Call Saul. Oh, gosh. Roswell.
I like that guess.
All right, this is from 1989.
Really want to say Mork and Mindy because I don't know what it is.
That's Colorado. Mork was a Colorado senator, not a New Mexico senator.
Yeah, well, he could have moved.
There are carpetbaggers.
Yeah, I mean, he was the ultimate carpetbagger, really.
Right.
Okay, so the mid 70s, and it's not. And it's probably not Small Wonder either, because it's never Small. Mexico.
Nothing the rule book says an android can't be a senator.
Arab terrorists.
I think the New Mexico part's the more important part of the clue.
Yeah, and I just don't. Is this Matt Houston?
And starring Dennis Weaver and J.D. Cannon.
That's what I thought.
That wouldn't help me.
No, me neither. Of the Kennebunkport Weavers. Brady Brides. Just because I wanted to guess that this whole game and it never came up.
It's McCloud, right?
It's McCloud, yes.
McCloud.
I only know that from guy. When it was like in the A&E crime afternoon block.
Oh,
when I used to watch it with my grandma, right?
Yeah.
When they used to see Mr. Movies.
McCloud.
All right, that's...
Okay, McCloud's one of those shows that only exists for crossword puzzle makers.
That's true.
Yep.
All right, that's regulation,
the
right?
Shield
that's
of the
regulation.
70s.
That's regulation. All right, Sarah finished strong with 14. I had 17. Dave is once again victorious with 21 points.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hooray!
You want to play the Tube Tunes tiebreaker for funsies?
Sure
for steel meals? Let's do it for three steel meals.
Ooh, three steel meals. All right, Everybody ready? First person to shut it out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Lisa, it's
Simpsons.
Your birthday.
Simpsons. I'll give it to Dan.
Yeah.
We'll give it to Dan because of Zoom. Zoomocity.
Yep.
Yes.
Not Michael well done, Jackson Dan. Singing on The Simpsons.
Yeah. Dave. Well, guys, Dave. That is it for another episode of Extra Dave's Hot Sweet. Great. We played a presidential game. We played Tube Tunes 8. 8?
Yes.
I was going to say 18, but we're not quite
no,
there yet.
8.
And from Dan Casino, we played generic title here. What was it called?
TV Reunions.
TV Reunions. Thank you to all our game creators today. Thank you for Sarah D. Bunting for showing up. But most of all, thank you, David T. Cole, for wiping the floor with everybody else.
All right.
Remember,
we're listening.
On behalf of Tara Arietto.
Dave.
Sarah D. Bunting.
Dave.
And Mr. Dan Casino.
Dave!
Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you right here next time on Extra Hot Crate.
I will go. I just want to say, I think... I think I owe it to my country to say, I don't think you should crown or make Connor president. That's it. Thank you. Good night. Sorry.